You have the floor, sir.
Thank you, Mr. Vice President. Briefly, we have received a lot of commendations on the improvements we have undertaken since our last review, as fully captured in our report and the presentation I made. Also, certain concerns have been raised, which, to my belief, have been sufficiently answered in the presentation I made, and I'll make reference to a few of them. Yes, we have been urged to endeavor to domesticate most of the international treaties in the field of human rights and international humanitarian law, which Nigeria has adopted and has signed. Yes, we have already said this in our presentation. Also, we have received a lot of encouragement from many speakers that in countering terrorism, that our security forces should endeavor to observe the tenets of human rights. And we have said this sufficiently also in our presentation, that their rules of engagement are very clear, and that investigative panels have been set up by the government in the few instances where we have had complaints of human rights violations by the security forces. And we have said in our presentation that once the reports are published, they'll be implemented. Also, concerns have been raised on the need to abolish the death penalty. We have said so in the presentation that we have a voluntary moratorium in place, and the commitment of government to keep to it is still there. We have received encouragement on the inclusive economic policy that the government has adopted with a view to enhancing the attainment of the economic rights of citizens. This is embodied in the Economic Recovery and Growth Plan, which is being implemented vigorously with a lot of money ingested. Of course, comments have been made on the need to further improve the status of women and girls. Yes, we know our commitments under the relevant conventions, CEDAW in particular. We had the review of our obligations in this regard not too long ago, and we have been able to make significant progress in this area. Our law, our constitution, does not permit for sexual discrimination. So this should be made clear. Of course, we intend to sustain democracy, a vibrant and new democracy, and we intend to hold very free, fair, and credible elections that will be violence-free. Yes, we have been encouraged to sustain our fight against terrorism and to counter violent extremism, and we have been advised that in doing this, we should please abide by our international obligations, which is what we do. And we have said in our presentation that members of the armed forces that have been found wanting in this regard have been investigated, tried, and prosecuted. Some are even in jail. Yes, we have spoken a lot about our judicial sector reform. Perhaps if more information is needed, it can be provided by members of my delegation after I might have done my presentation. Yes, on the issue of LGBT, we've made it clear that our position remains unchanged. But again, I would allow members of my delegation to address that. Human trafficking, yes, we know it's a major concern, and the Nigerian government has taken a lot of measures to ensure that this menace is addressed at its source, to address the drivers of human trafficking. Well, perhaps I should allow some members of my delegation to respond to some of the comments I've not been able to respond to. I thank you.